Hundreds of protesters attended an emergency rally held at Downing Street in London in opposition to the rogue regime's renewed bombardment of the Gaza Strip. Demonstrating for over 2 hours, they called for an arms embargo on the rogue regime and an end to the UK government's commercial ties with the state. A group of students have occupied the Charles Wilson building at the University of Glasgow as part of a protest demanding the institution sever ties with the arms industry and enforce an academic boycott on the rogue regime, Israeli occupation, and its supporters. US warplanes launched fresh airstrikes on Yemen just last night, targeting the capital Sana'a and the provinces of Sa'da and Al-Bayda, and the strikes hit areas near the Ministry of Communications and Postal Authority in northern Sana'a. The Ministry of Health in Gaza announced last night that over 80% of hospitals and medical centers in the besieged enclave are now out of service due to relentless Israeli attacks. Sirens sounded across central Israeli-occupied Palestine, including Tel Aviv, as well as Al-Quds, following a ballistic missile strike originating from Yemen. This was your news for the hour. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعد من أيام أخر فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعد من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome to the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Yusuf, every Tuesday, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 19th of Ramadan of 1446, corresponding to the 20th of March 2025, we've got approximately about 8 or 9 days until the Mubarak month of Ramadan comes to an end. You know, just the other day we were counting down to the month of Ramadan, and look how time is flying. There's no barakat in time as well. And today is a very special day and a day that I will always remember in my life. It's the day that my beloved father returned to the mercy of Almighty Allah. It's 4 years today that he has passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest stage in Jannah, fully his Qabr al-Nur. May grant him maghfirah and forgive him for all his sins. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for him in the Qabr. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, we're going to be contacting our brother Alpha Sinkosi with regards to what's going to be happening on his show, and that's the news hour between 12 and 12:55, inshallah. So we're going to go for a break. We're going to go for a nasheed break, and when we return, we will catch up with Brother Alpha Sinkosi.
Ya mere Allah. Allah, ya mere Allah, ya mere Mola, ya mere Allah, ya mere Mola. Tu qadir mutlaq hai, tu razzaq bashar hai. Tu qadir mutlaq hai, tu razzaq bashar hai. Mohtaj tawangar bhi tere shaam sahar hai. Ya mere Allah, ya mere Mola. Ya mere Allah, ya mere Mola. Allah, 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 Allah. Ya mere Allah, ya mere Mola. Ya mere Allah, ya mere Mola. دشوار منازل ہے عقیدت کا سفر ہے دشوار منازل ہے عقیدت کا سفر ہے ہو تیرا کرم ساتھ تو امکان زبر ہے یا میرے اللہ یا میرے مولا یا میرے اللہ یا میرے مولا اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Ya mere Allah, Ya mere Mola, Hikmat se teri.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
It empowering the Ummah indeed, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We'd like to welcome Brother Alphas and Kosi to the show. Brother Alphas, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Suri. Oh, thanks, man. I'm good. And how are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well, thank you. Brother Alphas, give us a breakdown as what's going to be happening on your show and what's the latest for this week? Like, what has happened so far?
Yeah, well, today we're tracking the developments in Palestine. We just want to check what's the latest and with regards to the attacks. We're tracking that story and all this development, you know, how are the facilities there. And then we will, we know that the Democratic Alliance, Helen Zille said that they will send their own envoy to the United States of America. So we want to discuss that, you know, in a country like South Africa, a government like South Africa, how is it that a political party can send its own envoy to speak on behalf of South Africa? Is this doable? What are they trying to achieve by doing that? So, yeah. We'll speak to an analyst, and then we'll speak to a team member to tell us what is it that they are hoping to achieve, and how is this possible in a country like South Africa, whereby we do have DECO, because it seems as if the case is that they have their own DECO, their department. You know, how is this possible in a country like South Africa? And then there is this issue of scammers. Scammers are becoming, you know, more palatable in this country. We'll talk about scammers, how to spot a scammer, and then how to react, what to do, what do scammers do, and then, yeah, and then what should you do if you spot a scammer? So, yeah, that's what we have for this afternoon.
Okay, that will be very interesting, you know, with regards to the online scammers and also, you know, the way they speak and, you know, the certain numbers. You know, sometimes it could be from the banks and, you know, they'll tell you, like, you know, you need to enter your details, you know, your card details and stuff like that there. So
yeah, yeah. And you know what? I don't know whether people were gullible or not, because a lot of people have been scammed online. I think your bank will tell you in your app, your bank will tell you that, look, we won't ask you for your ID number, we won't ask you for your PIN. But I think people are falling for these scams, you know, and then of which it's very unfortunate. And these scammers, well, they are pouncing. They really not playing. They are pouncing, and they know that they do have their target.
Yeah, no, definitely, Brother Alphas. But it'll be more interesting later when we hear from you. And it seems to be very interesting with regards to the scamming. Brother Alphas, thank you so much for your time, and we'll catch up with you later.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
And that was Brother Alphas Nkosi, and he's going to be discussing later on during his show about scamming. And, you know, it's so prevalent. It's so prevalent in this day and age where people get scammed. Innocent people, you know, you hear of mainly the elderly get scammed with regards to their pension, and people phone and say that this is, I'm calling from ABC and we're just doing a follow-up. This is what I need from you. And, you know, with our elderly, sometimes there's nobody around to assist them. And they'd be like, yeah, no problem. And they start giving all the details. And innocently, they have been fallen into the trap. and these people take their account details. Sometimes it's their only pension, the money that they are living off, unfortunately, and these poor people have been targeted. But we'll see later on. We will try and get somebody with Brother Alphys to discuss this here. But in the meantime, we're going to be continuing our series with the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday, Mufti Yusuf Mangera discussed the name the honorer, and today he is going to be discussing Al-Muzil, which means the dishonorer. So inshallah, let's listen. It is the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we must never think that a name will be discouraging. No, we must never ever think like that. So let us listen to Mufti Yusuf Mangera, and you see how can we use Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name on a daily basis. And this is the name Al-Muzil.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله تعالى 99 اسما من حفظها دخل الجنة. Let us move to number 25 now. The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is number 25 on the list, is the opposite of Mu'izz. It is Muzil, which means the dishonorer, the abaser, the humiliator. From dhilla, opposite of izzah. Dhilla means humiliation. When a person is facing arrogance, facing an arrogant foe, an arrogant boss, an arrogant neighbor, an arrogant driver of the next car, okay? When feeling overwhelmed, then call on ya mudhil. Another one is when a person themselves feel overwhelmed with pride or arrogance. I have too much arrogance. I'm just such a show-off. Ya mudhil, assist me. To be grounded and to prevent from being consumed by vanity. Some jobs just bring a lot of respect. Some jobs bring a lot of power. And if we're not careful, that power gets to our head. And that's the issue. So we want such a power that is used for the right thing, that allows us to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment and not have to feel humiliated. May Allah give us that. Protection against oppressors, ya mudhil. This is what I had started with actually. So this is the one. If someone is being oppressed or unjustly treated by a person in power, they can call upon Al-Muzil, asking Allah to humble the oppressor. Humility is good for everybody. So we're asking for humility so that they don't oppress. If they're oppressing us, they're oppressing somebody else. Number three, job performance reviews. Before receiving feedback, you know, people go through feedback in their jobs to see how they're doing. So, or performance review at work, one might call on Al-Muzil to stay humble and receptive to constructive criticism. It's not easy to take criticism. For a lot of people, unless you learn how to take criticism, you don't know how to take it. Some people, when they, if they're too arrogant, they'll always become defensive. And for other people who can't, who are introverted, they might take it very badly and become overwhelmed by it. They don't know how to deal with criticism. To learn how to deal with criticism is actually something very, very important. Otherwise, you struggle in life because we're going to get criticized. And it's good to be criticized once in a while, to be honest, because we can't always be perfect. And we don't realize that we're doing wrong sometimes. Something as basic as our 5 daily salat, we could be getting that wrong. Even though we were perfect at one time, but over time, bad habits creep in. Just like bad driving practices. And it's somebody who has to correct us. We just need to be able to be open to taking it. So, ya mudhil, keep me humble. In competitive settings, an athlete or a professional might invoke al-mudhil before a competition, asking for humility regardless of the outcome, and for their competitors to be humble if they approach the event with arrogance. Let it be fair and square. So I don't get arrogant, they don't get arrogant. The boxers definitely need to do that. Because it just seems to be the whole thing, the way they set it up, makes you arrogant. You know, you have to act arrogantly. There's a very few decent people who are able to escape that and still do it in a dignified way while still pulling it off. Because there's just some of these sports and other things where you have to act arrogant. Look at The Apprentice. Mm-hmm. You have to act so arrogant in that. Like, I'm this, I can do this, even though you can't, right? All, you know, every one of them trying to show that they're onto something. Right? I think the guys in Bake Off are calmer than the guys in The Apprentice. It's like, SubhanAllah. I just remember everybody was just so arrogant. You know, this is like so arrogant. I was like, is that how it's in the workplace? You just have to be so arrogant. Alhamdulillah, the workplace we're in, man, if you get arrogant, then somebody's going to put you down, man. You have to be careful, you know. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala keep us humble. So that was competitive settings, Ya Mudhil. And personal reflection. In moments of introspection, when we're really thinking about ourselves, where we are, when identifying and acknowledging personal shortcomings, one can invoke Al-Mudhil for humility and guidance. It's like, I want humility and guidance. Witnessing injustice. When witnessing, Ya Allah, injustice. When witnessing injustice, especially if those people who are creating injustice are very arrogant and oppressive, self-deluded, narcissistic. That's exactly how they are. One might silently call upon Al-Mudhil. Do it openly, hoping to divine intervention for bringing humility and justice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Mudhil, Ya Mudhil, Ya Mudhil. During parenting, parents, when dealing with a rebellious or overly prideful child, might invoke Al-Mudhil, asking for guidance in teaching their child humility. Imagine having a proud child. An arrogant child. Arrogance against the parents would be even worse. How can you do that? Allah protect us. Mm. It's possible. Sometimes you might become more educated than your father and mother. And then you start getting arrogant. Ya Allah, Allah protect us. You can't have arrogance. I mean, they might even be wrong. They may be completely wrong. But arrogance is never allowed. One of the most difficult people to deal with are your parents. Because you just have to get it right. You have to get it right with everybody, but with your parents, you really have to get it right. And then your children. Ya Mu'izz, Ya Mudhil. Interpersonal conflicts in heated arguments or disputes where the other party is being unjustly dominant. Invoking Mudhil can be a way to seek Allah's help in balancing the scales. Sometimes, you know, you're having a discussion with somebody, a really serious discussion. We're trying to get a point across. But what's preventing it is just the arrogance. I mean, sometimes arrogance is usually an internal thing. Pride is an internal thing. You can't really 100% tell. Some people's behavior looks arrogant, but it's not. You know, sometimes I've seen in children, teenagers, they talk to you and you think they're being arrogant. You think they're being dismissive. And actually, they're not. They're not. Then why do they speak like that? Because that's how that that particular age group sometimes learn to speak in school. It's a very rough speak. So when they speak roughly, you think they're being insulting, rude, and that's just the normal way they speak. And sometimes if the teacher or parent doesn't know, they're going to misread that and come down like a ton of bricks and mess it up even further. I learned this the hard way sometimes. You know, you realize that they're not being arrogant. That's just, it's not right what they're doing. They've learned to speak like that. It's almost like a gangster way they've tried to learn to speak because they think they've just heard their friends doing that. So they've done that. And they start speaking like that. That's why it's very important for parents and teachers to try to tell people, tell their students and point things out like that. So I'm not putting up a defense against all of them, but I'm saying generally that there is that issue. So we don't want to misread that. You know, when I see a mischievous child now, I don't dismiss mischievous children anymore. Because that mischievous child, we make dua that, oh Allah, allow this vibrancy they have, this adventurous streak they have, to be used in the right way afterwards. They can change the world afterwards. So don't ever you know, these mischievous children, as long as it's not evil. There's a difference between shaitani and just mischief, right? There's a difference between shaitani mischief and just innocent mischief. And Allah just creates some children with mischief. They just advent, they can't sit still, they're always doing something. You know, they're either poking their nose in something, they're breaking something, they're jumping up and down on something, they're bothering someone. That's just their children. I don't know if anybody here was like that before, right? But they can do a lot when they grow up because they've got that streak and everything is a value. Just have to be guided aright and tarbiyah has to be done. Learning environments. A student struggling with a topic, feeling overly confident. Some students, they're very smart. They can pass an exam like that. So what happens is they don't work hard. They scrape through. Sometimes they even get an A, but sometimes they don't. Because that was a difficult one. It didn't work. It didn't work the next time. Ya Mudhil should help. That, oh Allah, take this complacency out of me. This thought that I can just get everything. They feel overconfident. They dismiss others' perspectives. They don't listen to advice. They think they know it all. That's what happens with a lot of children as well. And adults. Adults are just those that we didn't get sorted out when they were young, so they're still doing it. That's the only difference it is. Because you don't develop this later. Well, you can, maybe. Right? Maybe you can. Some people, they're not in any money, and then suddenly become in a lot of money when they're 40 years old, and then they just become arrogant. So that's a possibility. So, ya mudhil, to foster humility and genuine desire to learn, and making amends. We've done something wrong. It's very difficult to apologize sometimes. We get defensive. We don't want to feel non-dignified in our own sight. So ya mudhil, after realizing a mistake or wrongdoing, one can invoke al-mudhil while seeking forgiveness, asking to be humbled and guided to rectify their, oh Allah, give me the courage to sort this out. It's difficult. You know, to own up to the truth, to take it that I was wrong, to confess to that. That's difficult. Ya mudhil, assist me in this regard.
You know, it takes a lot for a person to accept their wrong. You know, it's a beginning, it's a first step. And sometimes when a person does wrong, right, and they don't want to admit because they feel that they will become the less of a person or they will become smaller in that next person's eyes. By you apologizing and you saying sorry, it doesn't make you any smaller of a person. It actually makes you a bigger of a person, and you gain more respect when you're in front of the next person. If you did wrong, you accept your fault. You say, listen, I'm sorry. This is what I did. Make me maaf. The person will have more respect for you because why? You are owning up to your own mistake than what you did. And not trying to cover it up with another lie, another lie, another lie, another excuse, and you keep on building that excuse. You know, when you do, there's a famous, not a famous, but you know how the word habit originated. You see, when you do something a bit, you do one bit of it. So if you do, you keep on doing something, right? One day you do a bit of it. One bit of it. Then after a few days, you do a bit more. You know, you do a bit more. And after 3 months, 6 months to a year, it becomes a habit. So you see how from a bit, it becomes a habit. Just like that. If your habit and your lifestyle is to continuously try and cover up your own mistakes, it's not going to work because a 10-day rogue or a 10-day liar, like the expression, will always get caught out one day. Why speak lies? Why try to cover up your own issue? And do what? You're gonna cover for the day. Later on, you're going to get caught up in your own lies, in your own web of lies. Then what you're going to do on that day? The person is going to disregard you because why? Why did you not speak the truth from the beginning? Should I say, like, this is what I did? Forgive me, make maaf. Klar. You move on with life. But like this year, you are still lying in front of the person. You still want to be in the inner circle. and you play pally pally with them. It's not a nice feeling at all. But inshallah, let's listen to the next name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us and remove the malice, hatred, envy, greed, jealousy from our heart. We should always go to bed with a clean heart. You know, my marhum father always used to go, he says, when I used to go to bed, he tell me, when I go to bed, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, if I have hurt anybody's feelings during the course of the day, Ya Allah, you make me maaf. If anybody has hurt my feelings, Ya Allah, you forgive them and grant them everything of the best. My father used to go to sleep with a clean heart. Never used to go to bed with a malice that, hey, you know what, tomorrow I'm going to sort this person out. He did me wrong today. Tomorrow I'm going to sort him out. No, my dear respected listeners, we should never ever think like that. Rather, we should try and find a way to forgive and ask for forgiveness, because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive us, who are we as insan, as in human, not to forgive? So inshallah, let's listen to the next name, and that is Ya Basito, the extender. We extend our hands, we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we say Ya Basito, Ya Basito, Ya Ghaffaru, Ya Razaku, Ya Wahab, all the beautiful names of Almighty Allah. So inshallah, let's listen to this Mufti Yusuf Magera, and he's going to be discussing the name Ya Basito.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله تعالى 99 اسما من حفظها دخل الجنة. And then the next name, which is number 21, is Ya Basit. Pretty much the opposite. Qabid and Basit. Basit means the extender. Basata means to spread, to extend, right? To increase in a sense. So basata. And bast means a expansion as opposed to qabd, which means a contraction. So in tasawwuf, in Sufism, they actually use the word, the concept of qabd and bast. Qabd is when you're feeling not into it, you're feeling some form of strangeness, you're not feeling exhilarated when you do worship. A person called me a few days ago. I told him some adhkar to do last month, and I told him, call me after a month. So he calls me and he said, I'm not getting anywhere. I want to be a good person. I want to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I'm not getting anywhere. So then I tried to understand what he's trying to attain here. I said, what do you mean? I said, before last month, did you regularly read Quran? He said, no. And I've regularly read it in the last month, but not before. Were you regular on your dhikr before? He said, no. I said, well, you're already achieving something. That is the karama, that you become regular. What are you hoping for? Some special dreams? Miracles? What do you want? What is in your mind to become a person close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you going to start getting excited about things? That's Allah. If He wants to give it, He can give it. It's not something we even look for. Yes, we look for ease and steadfastness and commitment. That's what we look for. But the fact that you've been able to read Quran for the whole month and to just sit and do dhikr for the whole month, that in itself is an achievement. That's much better than all the months before it. You're already getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah would never allow you to have achieved that if He didn't want you and did not value what you're doing and did not give you the tawfiq. So people have these different ideas. They probably read books of the great awliya and that's what they want to achieve. And I said, it's not going to happen in a month unless Allah wills. I don't have that power to give anybody that. I wish I could give that to myself. But the main thing is, mashallah, you're doing adhkar, and that's amazing. So Ya Qabid, so that's called the concept of qab. Sometimes you feel really good about worship. It just comes easily. That's the state of bust. That is the state when you feel expansion. But sometimes it's like this, sometimes it's like that. It's not always that a person is going to feel like the Sahabi said, that when we're with the Prophet ﷺ, we're in this expansive mood, mashallah, we feel like we can do, you know, the angels will make salam. That's the Prophet ﷺ explained that afterwards. And then I leave and then I feel darkness almost, right? Now, it doesn't have to be completely like that, but قبض and بسط, the opposite is the extender, the expander. Ya bast, you know, ya basit. So, personal growth, an individual looking to broaden their horizons, whether it be through acquiring more knowledge or trying out new experiences, can ask Allah by His name to extend their boundaries and help them grow. Maybe we should actually, number one should be that when you don't feel you're enjoying your dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then ya basit. Oh Allah, give me that elation, give me that opening, allow me that expansiveness, that expansion in my life so that I feel good in my salat. I feel good about doing the right things. I feel good about avoiding haram. That's probably should be number one, I think. Right? Ya basit. Right? Ya basit. And then personal growth in just everything else, what you would want to do in life and so on. And then business expansion. Business seems to be very important, so that's why that discussion is here. A businessman seeking to expand their business operation or market may invoke ya basit to extend their capacity, right? Whether that be their productive capacity, their promotion, whether their supply, whether their the market that they can get into, the new domains that they can get to. Nothing wrong with asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Allah wants. He wants us to ask everything. So businessman, businesswoman wants to do this. Ya basit. Financial hardship. In times of financial hardship, constriction, a person may call upon al-basit to extend their provisions and make their wealth abundant. That's just basic as we mentioned before. Ya qabid and ya basit. Right? Mending relationships. For those wanting to rebuild strained relationships. So where there's been a qabd already, a contraction with somebody, I mean some issues, some maybe bad relationship has come through, some bad experience. So then, ya basit. Allah, seeking divine help in extending one's heart, being more accommodating towards reconciliation. Sometimes we may feel the hindrance or the limitation that I don't feel good about forgiving this person. So ya basit. Or sometimes it's from the other side that they're not willing to open up. They're not willing to relent. They're not willing to forgive. So you can use it for both. Ya basit, because Allah has everything at His disposal. Job promotion. Employee desiring a promotion or a broader role. Wants to take on some additional expertise to expand their understanding. Ya basit, expand my influence for the right reason and my position. Spiritual elevation, those on a spiritual journey. I think we mentioned that right at the beginning. Open it up so it's easier for me. And then academic pursuits, deepen their understanding of a subject to pursue higher studies, seeking broadening of their intellect, their comprehension, ability to undertake more complex, understand more complex ideas. Want to get a notch higher in their reading ability. Somebody's a teacher, wants it to be made easy so that they can expand the knowledge of their students. Healing from trauma. Someone healing from emotion or mental trauma might ask, ya basit, to extend their capacity for healing, resilience and strength. It looks like qabid and basit can both be used in those kind of opposing meanings. Community projects, leaders and community project aiming to reach a broader audience, get more people involved. Ya basit, masjid, imams, committees, youth committees who want to expand the scope of their khidmah of their masjid. We have multiple committee members sitting here. Ya basit, expand our community service. And I think in terms of that, I think really we need to start thinking outside the box of how to expand community service. SubhanAllah, the world we live in works on business, capitalist principles. And there's absolutely no harm in bringing in those principles, the strategies they use. People are promoting stuff, so that's one way. But then to use the software to keep in touch with your customer base, which is your masjid. Clientele are the people that come to your masjid, to extend out to them, to to reach out to them if you haven't seen them for a while. And I know people who are using that in some areas and they're very, very successful. And people feel really, really well accommodated by the masjid if they haven't been seen in the masjid for a while and the masjid calls them out, right? To say that, how are you? We haven't seen you for a while. I hope everything else is well. Not for a donation drive, but literally just to find out where things are. And it's just a lot of lonely people. And mashallah, our Tablighi Jamaat can, you know, they use their own strategies, but there's additional strategies that can be harnessed for this. And Ya Basit. Ya Basit. And then, of course, personal confidence. For individuals lacking self-confidence, constrained by self-doubt, invoking Ya Basit for, can be a way for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to extend and grow this confidence. Reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
With the Rayyan Courses subscription.
That's right, my dear respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You know, listening to Mufti Sahib give these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how it can help one in your daily life, you know, it's amazing how that, you know, when you're growing up, we were told that, you know what, you must learn the 99 names of Allah, and whoever learns the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. So we should try and learn the 99 names. And you know, the mind is fresh when you in the early hours of the morning, like when you wake up to go to work, before you do anything, read Quran. Read the 99 names. You need to do it a bit, you become a habit. And once you start doing it on a daily basis, inshallah, you will learn the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like we growing up, we didn't realize that the benefits of reading the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now that we are at that age where we're listening, we introduced to certain scholars giving us information on how to use the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to beseech Him, to call unto Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that, call unto me and I will be there. And my servant, I will respond. I will remember my servant in how they will remember me. If we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a gathering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember us in a better gathering with the malaika. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq and understanding to practice and on the amal and what has been said, inshallah. It's gone 15 minutes to 11 Central African time, and this is where we come to the end of our show. We say Jazakallah khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Yusuf, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11. 11 o'clock will be the fiqh program with Mawlana Zahid Khan and Mufti Abdul Qadir Sensab. 5 past 12 to 12:55 would be the news hour with Alpha Sinkosi. 1 o'clock will be our Dhuhr Azan. 5 past 1 to 1:30 will be the tafsir of Surah A'raf. 1:30 to 2 will be the repeat of the tafsir of the Surah Baqarah. Thereafter, 2 to 2:30 would be the rapid Q&A with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib and Yusuf Ali. 2:30 to 3 will be the lunch break hour with Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:45 would be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 3:45 to 4 will be the Nasiha by Mulana Musa Awadi. 4 to 4:30 would be the Urdu lecture by Qari Hanif Multani. Then the programs will be called out thereafter. Jazakallah khairan to you. And today being Thursday, let's increase our salawat on our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also, today would mark the beginning of the first 10 days after Maghrib. It will be the 20th of Ramadan, 1446. And we'll usher in the last 10 days of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. And also don't forget, we should, on the odd nights, one should look for the, or should search for Laylatul Qadr you know, it could be any 21, 21st, 23rd, 24th, 27th, not specifically, majority of ulama say that it's on the 27th, but it can be on any odd night. Tonight being Thursday, Yawmul Jum'ah, let us increase our salawat on our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fi amanillah, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.